Our next reader is Jonathan Dion.
Bread and roses. Bread and roses. We want bread and roses. Was buzzed on codeine. Fuzzed my dreams. I like the itch. I like delirium. I wrote a lot of letters to family, friends, love and lust. Things I exude in a waveform they would recognize as me doing something with energy. I know I'm not the worst off. I'm in the top 3% of the bottom 1 percentile. So I should be happy there are 6 million worse than me globally. 6 million make do with less. 6 million killed their sex drive with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors and have found comfort in television. 3,000 in this country alone. 3 times as many as died at Dieppe, which means whatever you want, comrade. I don't want chemicals and I don't want a song, though I've got one. Another one. Too many damn songs. Maybe this human being's worth scheming for. Maybe that one's worth a scheme, a seedy scheme, a contrived method, method acting, employing my true heartfelt rusty lust, creaking open a door with a near-forgotten password, the tongue of the great old one, a charmed avatar for a wall-smashing caprice, a stunt ending in stagger, jackass. Possibility, fantasy. What would I do with this ridiculous body anyway? What would I say if it came into play? It will end in a tryptamine dream, the place where possibility is torture and pain subsumes pleasure. Healthy ribald wretch, twisting reptilian riddle, insoluble. Efforts are contrived, and the worst part is, I know there's something that could fill me. But what are you gonna do, huh? What could you do? I mean, really? Come on now, be realistic. What do you do with the drunken sailor? Is there a tank I can sleep in for a while? Is there a deck I can swab? Is that what she said? What could you do? I mean, really, come on now. It's a reptile for a riddle. We're on a more sophisticated level, in negotiation with chaos, a butterfly dictating the terms. And what could you do? I mean, maybe I made a good enough impression once upon a time to cash in a mercy fuck in 2012. It's a date. It's fate. Bread and roses? Bread and roses? I'll trade you some bread for some roses. It's a trading post. Postpartum depression. I didn't like the womb, and I don't like what's outside of it. It's post-orgasm for the organism. After the cum shot, I get hungry, but there's nothing in the fridge, so licorice tea is the only thing separating me from the void. I need a new word for the void, but I don't have one. This is what I look like in the morning, what I don't care. I'm wondering what I'll look like to the others when my living arrangement changes. Will I find new people to be unkempt around? I've always wanted to grow a big fuck-off beard. I've always wanted to be myself. But there's something in the way. Something in the way. Because the dog almost had his day. Almost got his treat one day. Almost. Thought he had it, so his brain jumped the gun. Said, good boy, in the language of neurotransmitters. You got yours. But it was a game higher level than he could comprehend. And he hadn't gotten his after all. But the imprint imprinted, and every time the bell rings, though he knows now it's futile, failure, he still feels the feeling beyond his control, hardwired to possibility, and the neurotransmitters flow beyond his control. Here they go. The craving for those healthy natural endorphins, the brain's reward for meeting healthy natural objectives, like having healthy natural children with healthy natural girls on healthy natural birth control at the healthy natural drink hole, will make me do unhealthy, unnatural things. For no gain, no gain but memories of my brain having jumped the gun to flood me with endorphins before reaping the real reward. A rush, like a hoot of crack, leaving me wanting more, then leaving me lacking and calling the void a void, for lack of anything else to call it. Memories, imprints, face recognition subroutines, sophisticated modern analogs to primal social cues, hardwired and contours, sweet voices, degradation that runs on the same circuits as libido. Because those things gave me that rush, I can't grow my fuck-off beard. Because even though it gives me a warm, tingly feeling to tell everyone to fuck off, and even though it makes me feel at peace with myself, like I'm on God's tranks, a spiritual, syphilitic, traditional, hardwood hymnal in the organ loft, haunting your opera, nonetheless, I crave. And facial hair is one thing I'm willing to control on occasion to maximize potential for being loved physically, because I'm so bored with my mind, and anyone who loved me for that would have to be seriously ill, which is why I'm rich in half-crazy platonic contacts, so useless for my agenda, so fucking useless, so motherfucking useless, so cocksucking useless, and not crazy enough. Discerning, discriminating. You know who's gonna provide the endorphins you need? It ain't me. Yes, it's just an ancient chemical craving. It means nothing but that petty thing. So just pretend I've got my fuck-off beard right the fuck on, and fuck off, and I'll save myself for myself. Thanks.
Jonathan.